James Whitey Bulger, the reputed South Boston mob boss, had been on the FBI's most wanted list since he took it on the lam 16 years ago. His arrest this week wiped away a conspicuous stain from the Bureau's fugitive list, but it also served as a reminder that the FBI once had a working relationship with Whitey Bulger. Dick Lair, a former reporter for the Boston Globe, wrote a book a decade ago that explored the relationship. It's called Black Mass, the true story of an unholy alliance between the FBI and the Irish mob. Dick Lair joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Mr. Lair, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So was this, in a sense, what the CIA might call blowback? You recruit a guy like this and he winds up biting you?
Absolutely, in a big way. It's a big bite because we're not talking about a single case that may have been compromised by improper leaks. We're talking about a trail of corruption, a way of life in Boston regarding the FBI and Whitey Bulger that went on for nearly two decades.
Remind us why and how he wound up getting recruited. Because, I mean, he was a thug from an early age. They certainly didn't teach him that.
Yeah, the FBI, you know, going back to the mid-1970s, the FBI had a hankering for thugs. It was part of a national effort to recruit underworld figures as what they called top echelon informants to help them in their highest priority, which was fighting organized crime, the LCN, the Italian Mafia. And Whitey Bulger, as a fairly high-ranking thug in the Boston underworld, fit that profile nicely. It also, the key pivotal element here, the recruiter was an agent also from South Boston named John Connolly, and that's where Whitey ruled. And John Connolly grew up in South Boston. Whitey Bulger was a few years ahead of him. Connolly was friendly with the Bulger family. He's often in the past talked about as a young boy meeting Whitey Bulger and saying that it felt like meeting Ted Williams. And I think that kind of captures the perverse way that Connolly was looking at things.
Mm-hmm. Where's John Connolly now?
He's in a federal prison, convicted of murder, and it was a murder that the Bulger gang committed. They killed a man who was offering to cooperate against the Bulger gang. And Connolly was convicted with tipping the gang off about that.
Give us some idea of how brutal Whitey Bulger could be.
Well, I don't think he'd think twice about blowing your brains out, frankly. And as they dug up bodies and as some of the members of his own gang turned state's evidence and sort of downloaded what they knew, your jaw just kept dropping further and further. The fact that they would, in a pre-DNA period, pull out the teeth of his victims, cut off their fingers in an effort to make it difficult, if not impossible, to identify the victims if their bodies were ever found. Stories just started piling on one another in terms of his grotesque manners.
Mr. Lair, this 16-year chase for Whitey Bulger, is there anything to suggest that for at least some of it the Bureau didn't have their heart in it?
Not that there's any hard evidence at this point, but early on there was certainly a lot of good reasons to doubt that the FBI had their heart in it, because from 1995 and for the next few years after that, this was an agency that was so compromised and co-opted. And the idea that the same agency wanted to be in charge of the hunt for Whitey just seems like such a huge conflict of interest. There were just too many agents still at the Bureau who either knew Bulger, had experience with Bulger, or even more likely knew Connolly and liked Connolly. And too many people had a reason not to have this guy caught. As time went on, and, kind of turning a page in history almost, there's been a real turnover in the Boston office and in the FBI nationally. It's some of the agents working on this now, I think, were in junior high when this all went down.
Mr. Lair, is there anybody in the police department, in the FBI, in the Boston power structure that Whitey Bulger can drop a dime on now?
I absolutely think so. There's no question the problem went way beyond John Connolly and his corrupt supervisor, John Morris. So, yeah, he could drop a dime if he wanted to talk.
But probably couldn't make a deal?
What's he going to get out of it? He's done. If he ends up talking, I think it's going to be for some other reason of ego. I'm 81. It's time for payback. And let it rip.
Dick Lair, who's a former reporter for the Boston Globe and wrote the book Black Mass, the true story of an unholy alliance between the FBI and the Irish mob, speaking with us from WBUR in Boston. Mr. Lair, thanks so much.
You're welcome.